I heard the news late last night, about 11 o'clock. And so I went to bed, you know, with a heavy heart, but yet with a very joyous heart. Because in my view, Nelson Mandela lives on as his life will continue to be the guiding light for those who excel, for those who have suffered for freedom and for peace.
And is this someone you had met personally?
Yes, indeed. I've met him personally more than once, and I was privileged. I believe it was 2009 when I did the Mandela lecture, and then was honored to have joined him, Grasha, at a lunch in his home. And that memory will remain with me forever and will always, in my difficult times, I'll reflect upon him and his life, and that will continue to be an inspiration and keep me going.
What exactly about Nelson Mandela really touches your life, and is the source of that inspiration?
His extreme humility, his sense of forgiveness, his motivational leadership, all of those inspire us.
But of course, the history between Nelson Mandela and Liberia goes back many years. If you remember, when he was launching his Umkhonto we Sizwe, that armed struggle, he visited Liberia, and President Tubman that time even gave him some financial support and weapons as well. So there's a rich history there.
There is a rich history. Liberia is proud that in those days of Nelson Mandela's struggle, when he visited, we were able to put out a hand, a helping hand, to him and to the many other South African leaders, you know, who struggled for their emancipation. And so Liberia is going to honor his memory. We will be flying our flag for 3 days at half mast. We will all be there for the Book of Condolence to express our sadness, but also to express our joy for his life, and to recall the fond memories between our two countries.
Madam President, you know, Liberians are looking up to you and saying, what is the one thing about Nelson Mandela they can see in you as their leader?
I hope they will see my struggle, my continuing struggle, if I may add, for being able to make a difference, for being able to change the attitudes and the values of people, and to be able to rise above those obstacles of life and pursue a goal that will bring about change in our society. I see his struggle in his life, and like I say, that inspires me every day as I struggle and as I begin to see changes in my society. I see that as a mirror of his life and what the change he brought in his country.